感谢主的恩典啊，能够看到我们这么多弟兄姊妹啊，聚集在希罗坡教会。
And we thank the grace of God that we can see so many brothers and sisters gathered here at Hillsboro Church.
我当传道三十年。
And I've been a preacher for 30 years now.
在美国教会21年。
And I've been in the churches in the U.S. for 21 years.
我刚来的时候，我们在座很多都是还是很小的。小孩子哈。
And when I first came here, many of you were very young children at the time.
我看到现在大家都已经长大了，还可以参与教会的圣工。
And now I see that most of you have grown up and are able to join in the holy work in the church.
所以看起来很高兴，而且很受安慰。
And so it's very joyful to see as well as very comforting.
今年在台湾总会开世界代表大会。
And this year we had the World Delegates Conference in Taiwan.
这个主题叫做真教会的传承。
And the topic that we discussed was the passing on of the true church.
我们真教会啊，是主耶稣在末世借着圣灵所建设。
And the true church is established by Jesus Christ in the end days.
所以我们早期的工人，他们逐渐从主耶稣那里领受很多宝贵的道理。
And so the early workers received many precious truths directly from Jesus.
所以真教会有一些真理啦，还有精神啦，都是很特别的。
And so the true church has some truths as well as some beliefs that are very special.
所以怎样把我们真教会的优良的一些好的传统一代一代的传承下去。
And so how do we pass on the good points of our church?
让真教会能够不断的一直发展。
To allow the true church to continuously grow.
然后把福音能够传遍到普天下。
And so that the gospel may be spread to the ends of the earth.
这是我们现在很重要的一个功课。
And this is something that is very important for us to learn now.
所以在这一次的讨论会当中有五个专题。
And so this time in the we had five major topics.
一个是信仰的传承。
One is the passing on of faith.
第二个是真理的传承。
The second is passing on of truth.
再来是侍奉的传承。
The third is the passing on of servitude.
一个是工作的传承，还有精神的传承。
And then the passing on of the work as well as the passing on of the attitude.
花了很多时间，很多传道人他们都准备很充分，而且讨论也花了很多时间。
And we had many preachers who prepared very much for these, and then we also had a lot of discussion.
讨论的结论我们现在准备把它出一本书。
And after discussion, we are now preparing to publish a book.
把所有的讲道跟那个讨论的内容都会把它印出来。
And to print out all the things that we discussed during that time.
同时在世界代表大会当中也开了青年的事工研讨会。
And at the same time, during the World Delegates Conference, we also had a
青年侍奉的 symposium,
a symposium on the youth servitude.
感谢主，我们美国总会也有派两个代表去参加。
And thank God, the USGA also sent two delegates there.
因为我们教会发觉说，这个青年的侍奉非常重要。
Because our church feels that the youth servitude is very important.
现在很多的青年都投入到地方教会或者是国内国外的宣道工作。
And many youth now are very involved in either the local churches or in the evangelical work in other places.
所以我们怎样继续的推动青年的侍奉，也是教会现在一个很重要的课题。
And so how we continue to push forward for youth servitude is a very important topic in our church.
我们盼望说将来有一个单位能够有计划的来推动这样的工作。
And so we hope to have a plan to continue to mobilize in this manner.
我们这个青年的侍工训练
And so this youth servitude training.
过去我曾经参加过，但是已经一段时间我没有参与。
And I attended before, but it's been a length of time since the last time I attended.
因为总会觉得说，应当让年轻的传道者来带领我们年轻人。
Because the GA feels that the younger preachers should help lead the youth.
我一般都被派去做那个负责人或者是长职的训练比较多。
And I usually get sent to the council member training
因为刚刚从澳洲回来。
And so I just came back from Australia.
我们这边结束以后31号我又到温哥华。
And right after this concludes, on the 31st, I'll be going to Vancouver.
刚好这一段时间在。
But I'm here for during this time.
因为我们东部有三个传道者。
And since there's three preachers in the East Coast.
他们两个都在国外。
And the other two are out of the country at the
一个在非洲。
One's in Africa.
一个在中美洲。
And the other's in Central America.
所以主有我刚好这一段时间在这里，所以总会就安排我跟大家学习一些课程。
So since I'm the only one here, they assigned me to come and share some topics with you.
我们这一次的主题是根据约翰福音的十二章。
And so our topic for this time, it comes from John chapter 12.
主耶稣在要殉道之前觉得这是一个非常大的一个重担。
And before Jesus started, he felt that this was a great burden.
是人很难承担的苦杯。
It's a painful cup for a man to bear.
所以他说假使可以的话让这个时候就过去，但是他说其实我就是为着这个时候来的。
And he says that if it is possible, he wants this hour to pass him, but he knows that this is the hour for which he came.
我们知道主耶稣来到世界主要的目的就是来拯救我们世人。
We know that Jesus' main purpose for coming to this earth was to save mankind.
虽然他一生当中足有33年的时间。
And even though in his life he only had about 33 years.
在人来看他的寿命相当短。
And in the eyes of man, his life was very short.
但是他活在世界的时间却相当有价值。
But the life that he lived on this earth, it was very valuable.
30岁以前在家庭里面尽到做人子的本分。
And before the age of 30, he fulfilled his obligation as a son of man.
30岁开始传道了。
And at the age of 30, he started to preach the gospel.
虽然三年多的时间却影响到整个世界。
And even though it was only 3 years, he influenced the entire world.
所以我们借着学效法主耶稣的服事来学习我们的服事精神，我觉得是相当好的。
And so to look at Jesus' servitude to work on our own, I think it is very good.
因为主耶稣的一生他的事迹相当多，他所做的事情相当多。
And so in Jesus' life, he did many things.
我们的重点就是谈他的服事。
But our main points are going to be talking about his servitude.
我想因为被安排六节，我就讲六个主题。
And so since we have six classes, I was going to talk on six topics.
第一个是先谈主耶稣的职分。
The first is his
position.
His position.
第二个就是谈到施洗约翰。
And the second, we'll talk about John the Baptist.
因为施洗约翰是做主耶稣的开路先锋，他也有很多服事的一些精神态度值得我们学习。
Because John the Baptist was opening the way for Jesus Christ, he also has many attitudes and mindsets that we can learn from.
第三跟第四节就谈主耶稣服事的内容跟他服事的精神。
And for the third and fourth topic, we'll talk about Jesus's attitude and his actions in his servitude.
第五节我们谈在服事当中所面临的挑战。
And in the fifth section, we'll talk about the obstacles we may meet when we are serving God.
最后一节谈这个服事的传承。
And the last, we will talk about how to pass on our servitude.
所以我们这一节就来谈这个主耶稣的职分。
And so the first topic, we'll talk about Jesus' position.
主耶稣的名字这是天使起的。
And the name Jesus, it came from the angels.
到底耶稣跟基督这两个有什么不一样？
So what is the difference between Jesus and Christ?
耶稣是名字, 基督是职分。
Jesus is a name, Christ is a title.
啊, 虽然以赛亚书第七章里面呢, 预言说主耶稣要降生。
And even though in Isaiah chapter 7, it prophesies of Jesus' birth.
说有童女怀孕生子，要给他起名叫以马内利。
And it says that a virgin shall give birth, and they shall name him Emmanuel.
他说其实他的名字就是神跟我们同在。
And his name means that God is with us.
后来玛利亚怀孕的时候,
And so when Mary was pregnant,
天使告诉她，她将要生一个儿子。
The angel told her that she would bear a son.
还要把他取名叫做耶稣。
And he should name him, she should name him Jesus.
这个耶稣在希伯来话就是耶稣亚。
And Jesus in Hebrew, it's the same as Joshua.
就是神是救主的意思。
Which is God is our Savior.
所以耶稣的名字就是神要来拯救世人。 要把人从罪当中啊救赎出来。
And so Jesus, it means that God is going to save us from
our sin. 这个基督啊，在希伯来文就是弥赛亚。
And Christ in Hebrew, it means Messiah.
啊，弥赛亚就是受膏者。And
Messiah,
受膏油的。
Messiah means the anointed one.
旧约时代啊，有三种人要受膏，才能够担任职分。
In the Old Testament, there were three types of people who needed to be anointed to take their position.
第一个是先知,
the first was prophets.
第二个是君王,
the second was kings.
第三个是祭司,
and the third is priests.
主耶稣来到世界啊, 他就具备了这三个职分。
And when Jesus came to this earth, he filled all three positions.
所以他是先知。
So he was a prophet.
我们看申命记第八章。
Let us look at Deuteronomy chapter 3.
申命记第八章,
Deuteronomy chapter 8.
对不起, 十八章,
I'm sorry, chapter 18.
申命记十八章十五节,
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15.
十八章十五节,
chapter 18, verse 15. From verse 15 to verse 18. Verse 15. The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst. From your brethren you shall him you shall hear. Verse 16. According to all you desired of the Lord your God in Horeb in the day of the assembly, saying, Let me not hear again the voice of the Lord my God, nor let me see this great fire anymore, lest I die. Verse 17. And the Lord said to me, What they have spoken is good. Verse 18. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. This is something that God spoke to them through Moses.
因为摩西是以色列民族救星啊，但是他也是一个先知。
Because Moses was the savior of the people, but he was also a prophet.
所以何西阿书里面说啊，神借着先知把以色列人从埃及带出来。
And so in Hosea, it says that God brought the people out of Egypt through a prophet.
以色列人也借着先知得到保存。
And the Israelites were saved through a prophet.
摩西在这里讲到说，神在要在弟兴起一位先知向他。
And here Moses says that God will raise up a prophet like me from your midst.
他说神要借着他把当讲的话传给百姓。
And he will, and God will through him spread the word that he wants them to hear.
所有的人啊，都要听从他所吩咐的话。
And everyone will listen to all the words which he says.
所以以色列人后来都一直知道说有一位先知要来。
And so all the Israelites knew that one day a prophet would come.
当然在这个列王时代神兴起很多很多的先知。
And of course during this time of the kings, God raised up many prophets.
当然是他们对这个摩西所讲的那一个先知啊，他们有特别的定义。
But to this prophet of which Moses spoke, they had a special thought about him.
就是弥赛亚救赎主。
Which is that he was going to be the Messiah.
所以约翰来的时候，人家问他说：“你是不是那个先知？” 他说：“我不是。”
And so when John the Baptist came, they asked him, "Are you that prophet?" And he says, "No, I am not."
所以耶稣啊，他是先知。
And so Jesus was a prophet.
因为他是来传达神的话，传福音。
Because he came to preach the word of God.
警戒世人呐，主出人的罪，叫人要悔改。
to tell man to repent of their sins.
从耶稣来到世界的时候，周流四方啊，传福音啊。
And so when Jesus came to this earth, he preached to all four corners, and this was one of his important missions.
耶稣的第二个职位呢，就是祭司。
So Jesus' second position is a priest.
我们看诗篇的110篇。
And let's look at Psalms 110.
诗篇110篇。
Psalm 110.
第四节。
Verse
4. Psalm 110, verse 4.
Here it is a prophecy of how Jesus will be a priest.
所以在新的时代 尤其在希伯来书就很清楚，耶稣是大祭司。
And so in the New Testament, especially in the book of Hebrews, it is very clear that Jesus is the high priest.
而且他祭司的职分呢，比那个亚伦做大祭司的职分呢，更美更伟大。
And he had a better position than Aaron as the high priest.
在摩西的时代啊，神叫亚伦跟他的祖孙呐做祭司。
In the time of Moses, Moses told Aaron and his descendants to be the priests.
所以这个祭司啊，他就要负责献祭的工作。
And so the priests, they were in charge of making sacrifices.
所以他们早晚要烧香献祭。
And so they needed to make they needed to burn incense early in the morning and
late at
night.
百姓要献祭给神啊，都要透过祭司。
And when the people wanted to make sacrifices, they needed to go through the priests.
就是君王啊，也不可以擅自去做献祭的工作。
Even the king is not supposed to go and make sacrifices.
扫罗越前献祭啊，神就把他弃绝掉了。
And so when Saul made his profane sacrifice, then God rejected him.
乌西亚王啊，献祭啊，先知，那祭司责备他，他不听啊，他就长大麻风。
And when King Uzziah was he made a sacrifice and the prophets rebuked him and he did not listen, he also he got leprosy.
所以希伯来书里面说，这个祭司的职分不是自己去争取来的。
And so the title of a priest, it is not one that you can.
而是神指定谁当祭司啊，他就当祭司。
But God, it is who is chosen by God.
那么呢，按照律法是立位支派，他们才能够在会幕里面服侍神。
And in the according to the law, it is only Levites who can. Serve God in the temple.
但是耶稣不是利未支派，他是犹大支派的。
But Jesus was not of the tribe of Levite; he was of the tribe of Judah.
啊，为什么他是犹大支派的却能够做祭司呢？
So why is it that he can become a priest if he is of the tribe of
Judah? 说他不是按照这个亚伦这个大祭司的这个等分这个次序来。
So he is not from the order of Aaron the high priest.
他是按照麦基洗德的等次。
He's according to the order of Melchizedek.
麦基洗德是谁呢？
So who is Melchizedek?
就在创世纪的14章。
He is from Genesis chapter 14.
亚伯兰打仗回来以后，
After Abraham finished the battle, he came back.
亚撒冷王麦基洗德出来迎接他。
And the king of Salem came to meet him.
告诉他说，神把敌人交在你的手里。
And he told Abraham that God has put your enemies into your hand.
啊，所以应当称颂的。
And so he is worthy to be praised.
就是提醒他说，你打仗得胜不是靠你的能力，而是神帮助你的。
Which is to say that you were able to be victorious not because of your own might, but because God helped you.
所以亚伯拉罕就把十分之一拿出来给麦基洗德。
And so Abraham brought out 10%.
所以圣经里面说啊，这个麦基洗德啊是撒冷王，也是至高神的祭司。
And so the Bible says that Melchizedek was the king of Salem as well as the high priest of the priest of the Most High.
他是在亚伯拉罕当时代就有的人物。
And he was a person who existed in Abraham's time.
所以他的等分啊，比利未支派亚伦的祖孙啊更大。
And so his order is higher than that of Aaron and his descendants.
因为有麦基洗德的时候啊， 利未支派还没有啊。
Because when there, while there was Melchizedek, Levi was not yet
around. 而且亚伯拉罕呐、啊，还要把十分之一 献给那个麦基洗德。
And Abraham even gave a tithe, to Melchizedek.
那所以圣经就讲说啊，耶稣做大祭司啊，就是按照这个麦基洗德的等次，那是神亲自啊。
And so Jesus, he is a priest according to the order of Melchizedek, which means that he is chosen directly from God.
我们说祭司的工作啊，一方面就是替百姓赎献祭赎罪。
And we say that the priest, their job is to make sacrifices for the atonement of the sins of the
people. 第二个就是为百姓啊做他们的中保，替他们祷告祈求。
And the second is that they are also the second purpose for them though is that they are also a mediator for the people between them and God.
耶稣在世界上的时候，他没有进到那个圣殿里面去献祭了。
And when Jesus was on the earth, he did not go into the temple to make sacrifices.
因为那个圣所跟住圣所只有祭司啊，亚伦的祖孙啊才能够进去。
Because in the holy place and the holy of holies, only the priests of Aaron could enter.
因为他不是利未支派的。
Because he was not of the Levite tribe.
但是耶稣不是进到地面上的这个圣所。
But Jesus did not enter into the holy place of the temple on
earth. 而是进到天上的真帐幕。
But he went into the
天上的真的帐幕。
He went into the the true temple in heaven.
不是杀牛杀羊。
He did not kill a lamb or a sheep or a
cow. 他是把自己的身体啊当做祭物献上。
He used his own body as a sacrifice.
所以圣经里面说啊，亚伦的祖孙天天在献祭，因为那个祭物没有办法真正赎罪。
And so the Bible says that the descendants of Aaron kept offering sacrifices daily because it does not have the power to truly make sense.
但是耶稣主要一次把自己的身体献上。
But Jesus only had to one time offer his body up.
借着他无瑕疵的宝血就能够成就了永远赎罪的根源。
And through his perfect blood, he is able to
所以一次。就可以完全赦罪了。
Through one time, he was able to completely wipe out sin.
所以不必再一族的献祭了，只要一次。
And so they did not need to make more sacrifices, only one time.
所以那是最美的祭司啊，所献当的也是最美的祭物。
And so it was a most beautiful priest making the most beautiful sacrifice.
他因为成为人啊，来到世界上。
Because he became man to come onto this earth.
所以他是一个慈悲忠信的大祭司。
And so he was a merciful, merciful priest.
因为他曾经为人，他知道人的软弱。
Because he was once man, he knows the weaknesses of
man. 他也受过试探。
And he was also tempted.
但是主是他没有犯罪。
But he did not sin.
所以他能够体谅我们。
But he is able to empathize with us.
所以我们凡事都可以到神的面前来说坦然无惧啊。向他祷告，他一定会帮助我们。
And so we can come before God and pray to Him, and He will help us.
而且他现在回到天上去啊，他继续啊做中保啊，还继续为我们代求。
And so even though He has ascended into heaven, He continues to be a mediator for us and continues to pray for us.
这是主耶稣啊做祭司的职分。
And this is Jesus as the position of a priest.
另外一个就是做君王。
And the third position is as a king.
我们看路加福音第一章。
Let us look at Luke.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
32
Verse 32.
路加福音第一章三十二节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 32.
说他要为大，称为至高者的儿子，主神要把他主大卫的位给他。
Verse 33.
他要做雅各家的王，直到永远，他的国没有穷尽。这里是天使对玛利亚所说的话。
Here it records what the angel spoke to Mary.
说他要怀孕生子就要把主耶稣生下来。
And he is telling her that she is going to conceive and bring forth a son named Jesus.
玛利亚一开始说我还没有结婚怎么会有这样的事
And Mary says that I'm not married yet, how can this be?
天使就告诉她这是神的能力借着圣灵要让她怀孕
And the angel tells Mary that it is through the Holy Spirit and through the power of God
她说她所要生的这个孩子 And
then he says that the child which she bears will be called the son of the highest.
And
the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David.
And so
God had promised David that his descendants would be kings forever.
但是我们知道犹大王啊, 最后就是西底家,
but we know that the last king was King Zedekiah.
就是最后一个王啊,
he was the last king.
啊,以后啊, 他们就没有王了,
and then there were no more kings after that.
啊,但是主耶,神的话, 神对大卫的应许没有落空,
but the promise which God made to David, it did not fall short.
是要从大卫的祖孙啊, 出救主出君王,
it was through David's descendants that the Savior and the High King would come.
所以说要把大卫的王位啊, 给他,
and so it says that he will give him the throne of David.
啊,他要做雅各家的王啊, 直到永远,
and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever.
所以耶稣来到世界上也是要做王,
and so Jesus coming onto this earth was also to become king.
马太福音啊, 都是强调耶稣是犹太人的王,
in Matthew, it emphasizes that Jesus Christ is the king of the Jews.
啊, 四个福音书啊, 对主耶稣的强调都有不一样的, 重点哦,
in the four Gospels, there are different points that are emphasized on Jesus' life.
马太福音啊, 就强调他就是要生下来做犹太人的王,
and in Matthew, it emphasizes that Jesus is going to be the king of the Jews.
所以东方的诸位人, 啊,
and so when the people of the wise men of the east came, they wanted to worship him.
啊,结果他们不晓得在哪里,
and they didn't know where he was, so they went to go ask.
啊,有一些圣经学者就跟他们讲说, 啊,
and some of their scholars told them that, oh, he will be born in Bethlehem.
啊,后来西利王就很恐慌啊,
and then King Herod was very scared.
啊,有一个小孩子要来做王了,那我王位不保了。
There's a child who wants to be king, and I'm not going to be able to keep my
kingship. 所以他就叫人把那个两岁以下的孩子统统杀掉。
And so he told all the people to go and kill all the children under two.
所以马太福音强调耶稣做王。
And so Matthew emphasizes on Jesus Christ.
马可福音强调耶稣是仆人做服侍的。
And Mark, it emphasizes Jesus Christ as the servant.
路加福音强调耶稣是一个完全的人, 很完美的人。
In Luke, it emphasizes Jesus Christ as a perfect man.
约翰福音强调耶稣是神。
In John, it emphasizes that Jesus is God.
所以好几处都讲啊, 你们如果不相信我是的话, 你们要死在罪中啊。
And so it emphasizes many times that if you do not believe in me, then you will die in your sins.
我是就是那个出埃及记3章14节呢, 住有拥有的神嘛。
And if you do not believe in I am, and this I am, it is from Exodus, in which he says that I am who I am.
所以约翰福音啊, 强调耶稣是神。
And so the book of John, it emphasizes on Jesus Christ as God.
我们来看约翰福音18章。
Let us look at John chapter 18.
约翰福音18章,
John chapter 18,
33节,
verse 33.
约翰福音18章33节,
John chapter 18, verse 33.
比拉多又进衙门, 叫耶稣来, 对他说, 你是犹太人的王吗? 34节,
verse 34.
耶稣回答说, 这话是你说的呢? 还是别人论我对你说的呢? 35节,
verse 35.
比拉多说啊, 我岂是犹太人? 你本国的人和祭司长把你交给我, 你做了什么事呢? 36节,
verse 36.
耶稣回答说, 我的国不属世界, 我的国若属世界, 我的臣仆必要征战, 使我不至于被交给犹太人, 只是我的国啊, 不属这个世界, 37节,
verse 37.
比拉多就对他说, 这样你是王吗? 耶稣回答说, 你说我是王, 我为此而生, 也为此来到世间, 特为给真理做见证, 凡属真理的人啊, 就听我的话。 主要是在受审判的时候啊,
so when Jesus was being judged,
他在那个公会受审判啊, 他被告的那个罪名就是说他自己称为神的儿子。
And so the charges against him was that he had proclaimed himself as the Son of God.
啊, 神的儿子就是神啊。
And the Son of God is God.
啊, 所以他们明明看到说, 你是人, 你怎么讲你是神?
And so they said that you are obviously man. How can you call yourself God?
所以他们说他, 说那个亵渎的话, 啊, 就要把他处死。
And so they said that he is blaspheming and he needs to be put to death.
那他们没有处死的权柄又把他送到比拉德那里。
But they do not have the power to put him to death, so they sent him to Pontius Pilate.
那他们控告耶稣的罪名说他是犹太人的王。
And the charges that they brought against him for this was that he said that he was the king of the Jews.
因为当时是罗马政府统治的时候啊,
because at that time they were under the rule of the Roman Empire.
啊, 所以你如果说罗马皇帝以外, 你要另外立王, 那是叛乱罪啊。
And because if you want to raise another king instead of the Roman Emperor, then you are guilty of treason.
啊, 比拉德啊, 就问耶稣说, 你是王吗?
And so Pilate asked Jesus, are you a king?
主耶稣说啊，是人家对你讲，还是你自己说的？
And so Jesus asked him, "Are you speaking this for yourself, or did others tell you this?"
后来主耶稣就说啊，我的国家不是属世界。
And so Jesus said later, "My kingdom is not of this world."
啊，如果我的国是属世界啊，我的臣仆就来征战呐，要得王啊。
If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would fight.
但是主耶稣说啊，我是王呐，但是我为主而生啊。
And so Jesus says that I am a king, but for this cause I was born.
他说要为真理做见证，要为世人带来生命的王。
He came to bear witness to the truth and to bring life into this world.
所以耶稣的国度啊，不属世界的。
And so Jesus' kingdom is not of this earth.
他是属灵国度的一个君王。
He is the king of the spiritual kingdom.
他要带给人永远的生命，让人在生命当中来做王的。
And he is going to bring eternal life to people.
所以天上地下所有的权柄都在他手里。
And so all the power in heaven and in earth is in his hands.
就是耶稣真的他是王的职分。
And this is Jesus Christ truly as the king.
我们今天服侍神的人，我们也有很多不一样的职分。
And so today, as those who serve God, we also have many different positions.
罗马书里面说啊，我们得到拣选以后啊，圣灵给我们心来证明我们是神的儿女。
In Romans, it tells us that after we have been chosen, the Holy Spirit comes into our hearts to bear witness.
说既然我们是神的儿女啊。 啊，神是我们的天父。
And since we are children of God, then God is our heavenly Father.
啊，所以我们的盼望不是在世界上。
And so our hope is not of this world.
因为我们将来有一天呐，我们要面对面啊见神。
Because one day we will meet with God face to face.
啊，所以既然这样说，我们就要保守圣洁，要以天上的事为念。
And because of this, we need to keep ourselves holy and to think about the things of heaven.
所以说我们虽然住在地面上, 但是我们是天上的国民。
And so even though we dwell on this earth, we are citizens of heaven.
我们盼望有一天啊, 主耶稣从天降临啊, 啊, 要把我们迎接回到天上去。
And we have the hope that one day Jesus will come and bring us up to heaven with him.
圣经里面谈到很多啊, 基督徒的身份。
And the Bible talks a lot about the status of the Christian.
也说我们是神的管家。
It says that we are the stewards of God's house.
神既然把神家里的事情交托给我们管理。
And since God is giving us the things of his house to take care of.
对我们的要求就是忠心。
His requirement of us is to be loyal.
所以主耶稣说啊, 有一个主人把他的家业分给三种的仆人。
And so Jesus gave a parable of a man who gave his talents to three different servants.
啊，给五千的、两千的、一千的。
And he gave them five talents, two talents, and one talent.
啊，那些拿五千、两千的仆人啊，他们很忠心啊，啊，又去赚了五千、两千来。
And those were the five talents and two talents. They worked very faithfully and earned another five and two talents.
这个主人就称赞他们。
And so the master praised them.
说你们虽然在不多的事上忠心啊，在大事上也忠心。
And so since you have been faithful in these small things, you'll be faithful in big things.
啊，所以要把更多的事情啊, 派你们来管理。
And so I'll give you even more things to take care of.
啊，那个领一千的，他把它藏起来。
The man with one talent, he hid it.
啊, 结果主人就对他说、啊、你是一个又饿又懒的仆人。
And then the master tells him that you are a lazy and worthless servant.
所以就把他丢在黑暗当中了。
And then he threw him out into the darkness.
所以神要求我们做管家的，就是要有忠心。
And so God, he requires of us to be faithful stewards.
我们看一下提摩太后书第二章。
Let us look at 2 Timothy chapter 2.
提摩太后书第二章里面谈到我们基督徒很多的、啊、不一样的职分。
In 2 Timothy chapter 2, it talks about many different statuses or positions we have as Christians.
我们看第二章第三节。
Let us look at chapter 2, verse 3.
说你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。这里讲到说我们要做基督的精兵。
Here it says we must be a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
而说要为真理啊打美好的仗。
And so we must fight the good warfare for the truth.
啊、我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
说劳力的农夫啊，你当先得粮。这里讲到说我们要做农夫。
And here it tells us we must be farmers.
所以保罗说啊，我撒种了，亚波罗浇灌了，神让他成长。
And so Paul said that I have planted it, Apollos has watered, but God gives the increase.
撒种算不得什么，浇灌也算不得什么。
And he who sows the seeds and he who waters are not anything.
啊，要紧的就是让它生长的神。
But the important one is the God who gives it growth.
啊，但是撒种的、浇灌的也好啊，都尽到自己的功夫啊，将来就按照他所做的功夫得主的奖赏。
But those who sowed and those who watered, they have done according to their ability, and they will also be rewarded.
所以圣经里面比喻我们就是农夫。
And so it also gives us the analogy here that we are farmers.
他说劳力的农夫啊，你当先得粮。
And it says the hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the
crops. 啊，我对这一节圣经特别有感触啊。
And I have some special thoughts towards this passage.
啊，因为我刚刚神学院进神学院的时候。
Because when I first went into the theological seminary.
啊，那个暑假我们就派出去实习。
And then we had our internship.
啊，这个我在实习当中啊，就啊。得到了神很多的恩典。
And during that internship, I received many blessings from God.
有一次去帮忙那个教员讲习会。
And one time I went to help out with a seminar.
啊，因为下大雨。
And it started raining.
啊，都停电了，没有电。后来我们都点蜡烛上课。
And we had power outages, and so we had to light candles to give classes.
啊，有一个执事啊说，哎，下午啊，那个外面景色很好。啊，他就开着车子让我们过桥啊，过来一条很大的溪啊，到对岸去。
And then one of the deacons says that, oh, well, the view is really nice. So, and then he took us in his car to go out.
啊，这个回来的时候，那天晚上那个桥啊被那个大水把它冲断。
And so at that time we had gone over a bridge and we came back. And that night, the rains came and it washed away the bridge.
因为那个水太大了。
Because it was a great.
一个新造的桥，很大很坚固的桥。
It was a very new and stable bridge.
我们在想说、啊、如果我们在桥上的话，那就、啊、很危险了、
啊。We were thinking that if we were on that bridge, it would have been very dangerous.
啊，如果你兴起的那个教员讲机会回来的时候。
And so after that week of that seminar, we came back.
因为那个时候我的孩子还小啊，大概三四岁、四五岁。
And at the time, my children were still small. They were probably 3 or 4.
啊，他们就跟我一起去啊。
And they came with me.
啊，本来他很活泼，本来那个 Raymond 很活泼的。
And Raymond, he was very active.
啊，这我回来的时候就躲在那个火车车厢旁边啊，都不动，蹲在那里不动。
But on the way back, he just kind of huddled himself in the corner.
后来我把他抱来看呢、啊，哇，发烧。
And then I carried him up, and then I found out that he had a fever.
可能在那边下雨的时候出去玩水了，着凉了。
He probably went out to go play in the water and got wet and got
sick. 啊，回家以后啊。
And so when we got home.
啊、因为晚上已经快十一点了。
And at night it was almost 11 already.
啊，实际上啊，我们一个星期工作下来很累。
And after that week, it was very tiring.
啊，知道说啊，小孩子发烧啊，啊就想说要不要去找医生。
And we knew that he was, but we knew that he was sick, and so we thought, well, should we go see a doctor?
啊，结果小孩子说、啊、不要不要，我要祷告，我不看医生。
And the child said, no, I don't want to go see a doctor. I just want to pray.
后来我们就说好吧，那就祷告吧。
And so we said, okay, let's just pray.
祷告完你又太累了，又躺下去就睡着了。
And after prayer, we were too tired, so we just fell asleep.
睡到半夜才突然间醒过来，说，哎，小孩子快发烧呢。
And then I woke up in the middle of the night, and I was like, oh wait, my child is sick.
啊，摸摸他的头啊，哎，退烧了。
And then after I felt his head, I found that the fever had already receded.
哦，感谢主啦。 所以经过了几次的经验。
And thank God. So after a few
都类似的这样的经验。
A few experiences, similar experiences.
啊，有一次我在见证。
And one time I was giving a testimony.
还有一个年长的长老啊。
And there was this elder.
他就引这一节圣经。
He used this verse.
他说：“劳力的农夫啊，理当先得粮。”
He said, "The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops."
农夫啊，一直很辛苦耕种啊，他说盼望将来能够收成。
The farmer, he works very diligently because he wants to have the harvest.
啊，当然收成来了，第一个享受的就是农夫自己本身啊。
And after the harvest, the first one who should partake is the farmer himself.
所以你努力工作就能够享受劳碌的成果。
And so if you work hard, then you should be able to take of be the first to take of your hard labor.
我们在神的家里面工作也是这样。
And in God's house, it is the same.
你努力为神做工啊，你的劳苦啊，绝对不会突然的。
If you work diligently for God, then it will not be in vain.
你第一个享受好处的就是你自己。
The first to enjoy the benefits are you.
劳力的农夫啊，理当先得粮。
The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crop.
我在工作三十年当中啊。
And in 30 years of work.
啊，真的啊，很多很多的见证，见证不完。
I find that there are so many testimonies that I cannot tell them all.
还有说，有时候传道者同工灵修会的时候，我们都会互相分享啊。
And so when we have we have preacher seminars, we'll share with
one another. 就一步一步带领啊，让你啊觉得说啊，我们真的很不配啊，啊，神这么多的恩典给我们。
And we'll see that God takes care of us one step at a time, and we feel truly unworthy that God looks after us so much.
啊，四月份的时候，我回台湾开会。
In April, I went to Taiwan to have a meeting.
啊，因为我在台湾曾经负担过那个彼得教会。
And at that time, when I was in Taiwan, I had taken care of.
他们要四十周年的纪念。
And they were.
四十周年。
And they were. They've had their 40-year anniversary.
啊，所以把以前负担过的教传道者啊，一个一个找回去。
And so they went and they found all the preachers that had taken care of them at a time to go back.
我还没回去的时候，他们就一直打电话跟我联络，叫我说一个安息日要去领会。
And so before I had went back, they had kept calling me to tell me to go and visit them.
啊，我就跟他们分享啊，在工作当中啊，神的恩典。
And so I shared with them at that time the graces that came with
for working for
God. 啊，真的啊。
很不配啊，但是神的恩典就是这么多。
And truly, I am unworthy, but God's grace is just so great.
所以有的人认为说啊，你为神做工好像牺牲。
And some people feel that doing holy work for God, it is like a sacrifice.
但是一点都谈不上牺牲。
But I cannot say anything about sacrifice.
你有机会服侍神啊，这是很大的恩典跟福气。
To be able to have the opportunity to serve God, this is a great blessing in itself.
啊，因为一切万物是神的啊。啊，你成为神的工人，你还有什么缺乏
？Because everything is of God. If you become a servant for God, then what will you lack?
好，啊，接下来哈，谈到说我们要做无愧的工人。
And then it talks about that we must be
啊，十五节
，in verse 15，
说要得神喜悦啊，做没有羞愧的工人。
To be approved by God, we must be a worker who does not have to be ashamed.
要忠心啊，按着正义分解神的道。
But we must be rightly dividing the word of truth.
啊，接下来是谈到说我们要做圣洁的器皿。
And then it says that we must be a holy vessel.
好，啊，最后谈到做主忠心柔和的仆人。
And then we must be a servant, a gentle servant.
啊，所以这些啊都是我们在服侍当中啊，啊，神给我们的职分，也是我们当努力的一些目标。
And so these are all positions that God has given us in our service, and things that we should strive to be.
主耶稣来到世界上啊，他在那个木匠的家庭里面长大。
When Jesus came to this earth, he grew up in the house of a carpenter.
他一直到三十岁才开始工作。
And then until the age of 30 is when he began his work.
但是他三十岁以前啊，在家里面就是尽人主的本分。
But before the age of 30, he was fulfilling the obligations of a son of man.
既然成为人的儿子，所以他就顺服啊，耶稣玛利亚。
And since he was a son of man, then he submitted to Joseph and Mary.
啊，在家庭里面尽本分。
And he fulfilled his familial obligations.
啊，一直到三十岁才开始工作。
And he began his work at age 30.
啊，所以我们看到说啊，主耶稣从出生开始。
And so we see that Jesus from his birth.
说他就要尽诸般的义， 所以凡是啊律法里面所规定的，他没有一样没有做的。
And so he followed all the law.
啊，什么时候该献祭、该行割礼啊，他都照着做。
He followed everything according to when he was supposed to be circumcised, when he needed to make sacrifice.
虽然是神成为人啊，但是他就人该尽的本分，他都照做。
Even though he was God come as man, he still fulfilled all the duties of man.
他在十二岁的时候到圣殿。
At the age of 12, he went to the temple.
我们看路加文第二章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
本来他们在那边呢，所结，啊，然后。他的父母亲就回去了。
And so they were keeping a feast, and but his parents went back.
啊，以为耶稣也是在同行的人当中。
And they went that he was in the company.
但他们经过了三天以后啊，找不到。
But after 3 days, they could not find him.
啊，后来回到这个圣殿当中啊，发现耶稣在圣殿里面呐，啊，在教书当中啊，跟他们谈道理。
And so when they came back, they found him discussing with the teachers there.
啊，结果玛利亚就很着急说啊，儿子啊，你为什么这样让我们找你找得很辛苦呢？
And so his mother said, "Son, why have you done this? We've been searching for you anxiously."
啊，当然看到孩子不见了，啊，后来找到了，当然内心里面啊很感慨说啊，你怎么在这里让我们找得好辛苦啊？
And so of course she was very anxious because. Her son was missing, and she finally found him. So she asked him.
那耶稣说啊，为什么找我呢？岂不知道我当以父的事为念吗？
But then Jesus says that, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business?
啊，当然他知道说，他来到世界上的工作啊，因为他是神的儿子，他就是要传福音，要救人，这是他最重要的使命。
And so he knew, as the son of God, he needed to preach the gospel.
所以他从很小的时候就能够以父事为念。
And so even at the young age, he was able to think about the things of his father.
那他说啊，他所讲的话，他们父母亲啊不明白。
But it says that they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them.
所以五十一节说啊，他就同他们下去，回到拿撒勒，并且顺从他们。他母亲啊，把这一切的事都存在心底。
And so in verse 51, it says that then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject to them, but his mother kept all these things in her heart.
So we can see that Jesus, when he was young,
and so we see that Jesus, when he was young, he left us a very good example.
你要服侍神之前啊，要先学习服侍人。
Before you can serve God, you must learn to serve man.
啊，所以他虽然在这个木匠家庭里面，他学到尽人主该尽的本分。
And so in this carpenter's house, he learned to fulfill the obligations of man.
啊，虽然他所讲的话，他父母亲呐不明白，但他还是顺服他们。
So even though his parents did not understand the statement which he spoke, he was still subject to them.
啊，跟着他们回到拿撒勒，继续啊在家里住。
And he went back with them to Nazareth to continue to fulfill his obligations. And so to have this heart to serve God, it is very good. But we need to
serve God before we serve God. We need to serve God before
we serve God. But before we serve God, we need to fulfill our own obligations at home.
啊，对我母亲啊，要算孝顺，要顺从啊。这些基本的道理我们都要学。
We must honor and be submissive to our parents. These are things that we must learn.
啊，这是主耶稣给我们留下的榜样。
And this is an example which Jesus left for us.
啊，然后我们再看五十二节。
And then we look at verse 52.
二章五十二节。
Chapter 2, verse 52.
这里讲到说主耶稣啊，他的长大。
Here it says that Jesus talks about Jesus' growth.
耶稣的智慧和身量，并神和人喜爱他的心啊。都一起增长。
And here it says Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men.
主耶稣成为一个人啊，从婴孩慢慢成长。
And Jesus came as a child and grew slowly.
那他在成长方面呢，四方面的成长。
And in his growth, he grew in four aspects.
智慧增长。
He grew in wisdom.
身量增长。
He grew in stature.
神的爱增长,
he grew in favor,
人的爱增长。
He grew in favor with God and he grew in favor with men.
他说我们一个人啊，在成长的过程当中也是一样。
And so for us, our growth should also be the same.
要在智慧上增长。
We need to grow in wisdom.
那这个智慧啊，不只是地面属世的一些学问而已。
And this wisdom, it is not only worldly knowledge.
更重要的是属灵的智慧。
More importantly, it is spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom.
这个智慧啊，包括敬畏神的智慧。
And this includes wisdom of fearing God.
圣经里面说啊，敬畏神啊，就是智慧的开端。
And the Bible says that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom.
认识主啊，就是聪明人。
And knowing God, it is a smart person.
啊，再来第二个就是领悟神的道理的智慧。
The second is the wisdom to receive the word of God.
所以你看，主耶稣才十二岁啊，啊，他就明白很多的道理。
And so we see Jesus, even though he was only 12, he already understood a lot of God's word.
很多人都觉得很稀奇。
And many people were very amazed.
啊，当然这个是在家里啊，他的啊。所接受的教育，还有他自己的努力。
And of course, this is from his home, his teachings, and also his own diligence.
另外一个就是应对的智慧。
The other is
就是跟人家谈吐啦，跟人家对话的智慧。
Interpersonal wisdom.
所以有很多人呐、啊，用话来要跟他挑战呐、啊。那主耶稣都能够用智慧的话来化解。
And so, even though many people wanted to raise arguments with Jesus, he was able to assuage them.
所以他的智慧啊，是不断的一直增加。
And so his wisdom continued to grow.
啊，他的身量年纪越来越增加，所以他的志气、他的力量也跟着成长。
And so as he got older, his strength and his stature also grew.
另外一个是神的爱增长。
The other is that he grew in favor with God.
圣经里面说，为什么他能够得到神的爱不断的增长？
And why the Bible tells us why he was able to grow.
约翰八章二十九节说，因为他常常做神所喜爱的事情。
In John chapter 8 verse 29, it says that it is because that he did the things which are pleasing to God.
所以你要去想说，什么是神所喜爱的？你努力去做，当然神的爱就越来越多。
And so if you do the things that God wants you to do, then you will, of course, the love of God will come upon you.
另外一个是人喜爱的，他的心也增长。
And then it also says that the favor of men also grew.
一个能够常常爱人的，当然也能够得到人的爱。
A person who loves men will also be loved by.
所以耶稣爱他的父母。
And so Jesus loved his parents.
爱世界属他的人。
He loved the people on this earth of his.
爱一些啊病人、困苦、患难中的人，甚至罪人，他都爱他们。
And those who are sick or crippled, and even the sinners, he loved them all.
所以他爱普天下的人啊，所以得到众人的爱。
And so he loved all the people of this earth, and so he received their love as well.
啊，这是主耶稣的童年啊，跟他的增长。
And so this is through Jesus' growth.
Amen. 默祷休息。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence and take a break.